I'm Jesse Russell. I'm with Workers Independent News and a report for Workers Independent News, which is a nationally syndicated working family-focused radio program. I'm also lead producer on People's Mic with Doug Cunningham. This is Doug Cunningham and the founder of Dane101.com. And we're here today to talk about and have a discussion about transforming media and making it basically more democratic, and how we're going to be focused very heavily on collaboration and some of the ways independent media in Wisconsin came together during the protests to have some very excellent coverage and staying ahead of the mainstream media's narrative and make sure we had facts on the ground and how we all kind of came together and worked together and why it was so successful. So that's me, and next to me is Emily Mills. A little introduction, introduce yourself.
Sure, I'm Emily Mills. I'm editor at Dane101 with Jesse, and also a freelance reporter for a number of publications in the state right now. So that is my sphere of experience.
There you go.
This is the fascinating piece of art that's over there. Just watch that.
I'm Doug Cunningham, and I'm a Workers Independent News anchor and producer. I have over 20 years' experience in radio, and I'm the host of the People's Mic, which airs every day on the mic here in Madison, progressive pro-labor talk show. Now, if we're ever going to create a democratic media infrastructure, it's going to have a worker sensibility to it. I have a lot of experience over the years in so-called corporate radio media trying to do something similar to what we're doing with WIN. And I can tell you that the media is still dominated by corporations. It's dominated not only by the advertisers, but by their sensibility and by their worldview, their point of view.